I paid my dues. Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share.
Well, not quite of the world, but they are the WNBL champions, the AIS taking up the title in front of an enthusiastic crowd of 2,500 people at the AIS Arena on Saturday, 13th of March. The crowd came out expecting, of course, the hometown victory, but it was a tight battle as the Perth Breakers certainly did take it to the AIS. The match proved to be a spectacular ending to the Link Cup season for the WNBL, with scoring tight throughout the contest. This season's league MVP, Lauren Jackson, was dominant early with 10 of the AIS's first 16 points and a small advantage to the home side. Perth fought back hard through Jenny Whittle and Gina Stevens, but the AIS went for the break with a handy 41-37 half-time lead. Fouls began to rack up for both sides, Bevilacqua and Jackson both having to sit out extra periods. Susie Batkovich again played an excellent role for the AIS with pressure baskets and tough rebounds. Rohani Cox lifted her work rate in the second half to help Perth even the match at 71 apiece with just 4 minutes remaining. The AIS were just too strong, however, in the dying stages. MVP of the grand final, Kristen Veal, sealing the win from the free throw line, and the celebrations then began. But after the match, it was time to catch up with a few of the key combatants from the AIS who were absolutely in celebration mode. They were extremely happy, and so they should have been. It was a great event, a great occasion, as the AIS took out their first ever WNBL Grand Final. Phil Brown is the coach of the AIS women's team. I asked him how he was feeling.
I'm not allowed to swear, so very, very good. It's great. It's hasn't really sunk in yet, you know, but I think it's been a long time, you know, 12 years at the AIS and helping develop kids and, you know, for the National League. And, you know, I didn't really think back in the early mid-90s I'd ever have the opportunity to play off in a grand final with an AIS team. And it's just so satisfying to have such a talented group and kids are just so tight together and work hard and really, you know, as I said out there, lived the dream, really had a dick at winning the thing, and you know, it's just a great feeling.
And I suppose as a team and as a bunch of girls, they certainly deserve it.
Yeah, they do, you know, it's they live together, they go to school together, they train 2, 3, 4 times a day together, and that's hard to do over 2.5 years, and you know, and you have the ups and downs and so on, but you know, the only way we're ever going to be successful is a team effort, both on the court and off the court, and you know, there's good work ethic. We've got talent, you know, we hit speed and size, and you know, we hit all the physical things, but I think the mental strength, you know, we had a lot of toughness and what I call stick ability. You know, we've had games where we've stuck at it and haven't played great, but we've stuck at it and come up good.
And Perth keep coming back at you.
Yeah, credit to Perth. They did some different things, changed a couple of things from the semi, and every time we looked like getting away from them, 7 or 9, they kept coming back at us. And you know, they've got a great group. I mean, they've got two Opals and a couple of Gems players, and you know, a lot of, you know, Bevilacqua and McConnell and Stevens and Whittle and veterans of the National League. So, you know, playing 17.5-year-old kids, we're always going to give that edge away for sure. Yeah.
You get worried when Lauren went off that fourth foul 13 minutes to go?
Yeah, a little bit concerned, but again, the depth factor. I felt Tammy Hoare done a good job the first half. I felt defensively, you know, her and Susie could hold down a spot for, we're only looking at probably 5-6 minutes until, you know, if we needed Loz, which we did, we had to get her back in there for the last few minutes, and Loz played smart, kept out of foul trouble, and But yeah, it was great. I think the turning, well, the big thing was Penny Taylor's three-pointer. It was huge.
Yeah, and Kristen Wheels put a bit of free throws practice out there.
Yeah, she did. They kept fouling her, and you know, she started off a bit shaky, going 1-for-2 the first two trips, and then she'd got a bit more confidence. But you know, she played a lot of spirit, and you know, she's a tough kid, and got wonderful, wonderful future ahead of her.
Yes, and she got the MVP.
And I think deservedly so. She did a great job in Bevilacqua, who's really their heart and soul of that team. And she's still pushing the ball and really keeps the group together. You know, her and Globitz are a real inspiration to the rest of the team.
Sitting courtside was John Boltby, the director of the AIS, and he was certainly proud of the fact that the AIS had come up with a national title.
Yes, I think it's the first time that we've won a senior league in any sport. I may be wrong about that, but it's pretty impressive. And the young girls, I mean, they got pretty nervous, but didn't drop their bundle once, and that was very impressive, I think.
Yeah, I suppose in your position, you must be proud of the way they performed out there.
Yes, I'm proud of everything they do, on and off the court. They're a great bunch. And great talent for some WNBL clubs in the next few years.
It's a great women's program, and of course, 8 members of this team will move on. Susie Batkovich, Lauren Fitzgerald, Desiree Globitz, Tammy Hoare, Lauren Jackson, Deanna Smith, Penny Taylor and Kristen Veal will all be moving on to other WNBL teams next season. The captain of the team last night was Desiree Globitz. How was she feeling afterwards?
Oh, I'm just stoked, and I don't know, I guess it hasn't really sunk in yet, but I'm pretty excited, and all the girls are really hypo. And
when did you realise you had it won?
Geez, I was never comfortable, but I guess not till the last minute when Brownie Stubbs made a couple of subs that I really thought, well, we've got it, you know, so sort of.
Yeah, I guess they were putting the pressure on you, sending you to the foul line.
They were. They put a lot of pressure on us throughout the whole game, and I mean, Narelle McConnell was shooting the lights out, and they were making some tough shots and just kept hanging in there, and we tried to shake them, but they were still there right towards the end as well, so a lot of pressure. Yeah, we did. We came through in the end, and that's been one of the best things about the group, seeing our stickability and ability to stay with it and get through the tough periods in the game and come out on top, which we did tonight.
Yeah, because you're a very, very young team, of course.
Yes.
Playing in a women's league. But,
yeah, well, that's right. A few people thought maybe that we choked tonight, you know, lacking experience, that sort of thing, but I mean, we've played a lot of basketball even though we're 17, 18, 19, and yeah, we didn't, so we're thrilled.
Were they nervous before the game?
Yeah, I think I found myself that the semi-final was probably more nerve-wracking than the final itself. I was a bit more ready for the final, but I'm sure all the girls were nervous, and the warm-up was horrific. The nerves were going bananas.
The nerves may have been bananas, but it certainly worked out in the end. The MVP was Kristen Veal, and how was she feeling taking out not just the title, but that time MVP as well?
Yeah, the premiership from the AIS is quite a accomplishment in itself, so to win that, yeah, it was just an added bonus.
Yeah, how are you feeling right now?
I need someone to pitch me. It's really quite a shock, though we knew we could do it, so but it's just great to be here.
Were you very nervous before the game?
I was a little nervous this morning, but just sticking to the same routine sort of gets like the butterflies out of the stomach, so it wasn't too bad by a game plan.
When did you feel you had it won?
When I kept getting sent to the line.
What was that like for you? They sent you there a few times.
Yeah, they were trying to tell me something. Practice my free throws, so no, it was good.
Well, I guess the practice paid off because you were sinking them in the end.
Yeah, finally.
It must be a wonderful feeling to get that title there.
Yeah, I haven't won too many grand finals, but this is a peak, and victory is sweet, so it's great.
Indeed, it was great. Congratulations to the AIS, the WNBL Link Cup champions for the 98-99 inaugural summer season. Deanne Smitherham, Kristen Veal, Desiree Globitz, Tammy Hoare, Lauren Fitzgerald, Susie Batkovich, Belinda Snell, Deanna Smith, Lauren Jackson, Penny Taylor, Alison O'Dwyer and Tania Heritage with Phil Brown as their head coach. Congratulations. It was a great season, a great grand final, and worthy of being a grand final indeed, as Perth, they certainly put up a fight and didn't go down easy. The AIS 88, the Perth Breakers 79. Congratulations to the AIS.